Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Good afternoon. It is so good to be here. It seems like yesterday that I was here and I preached a sermon. That was actually probably over a year ago. It's hard to believe, but I thank you. Thank you for your support that you have given to me through my 2 years at the Memphis School of Preaching. I could not be any more grateful than I already am. I'm so grateful. It's been a privilege and honor, the best 2 years of my life. I've learned about the Bible. There's nothing better that we could learn. I thank you so much. The title of tonight's sermon is, Will You Stand? It's a question that I want us all to ask ourselves tonight in this room. Will you stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's something worthy to stand for, isn't it? My aim is to call to action those who will stand for the truth, who will stand for Jesus. Friends, I've heard before, and I will say it again, there is not enough true biblical teaching going on in the world today, is there? We've got opinions over here, opinion over here. It's not coming from God's Word. That's wrong. There are false teachers everywhere, and there's some that don't know they're teaching wrong. They may be doing this without the wrong intention, but there are some that know they're wrong, and they teach it because of money, because of other things. We're not sure. But if one cannot find it in this book right here, in your Bible, in the Bible, we have no authority, do we? We have no authority to teach anything other than what's found in this inspired book. As Christians, things sometimes will get rough, but we have to ask ourselves that question. Will we keep on standing anyway? Will we continue to proclaim the name of Jesus anyway? Because that's a question we have to ask ourselves today. My goal today is to encourage us. We live in a wicked world. Every time I watch the news, it gets worse and worse. We live in a bad time. But friends, I want to encourage us today from the Word of God. My first point, if things get hard, will that stop you or me from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Second, we're going to look at the Bible and examples of those who stood for the truth and did not give up and how important that was to us today. Third, I'm going to ask the question again, will you stand for the gospel? But first this afternoon, if things get hard, if things get rough and tough, will that keep me and you from still preaching the greatest message ever heard that we could ever teach ever? We talked about how things are getting worse and worse. I don't really watch the news because I get tired of seeing stuff like that. It makes me depressed sometimes. And I'm sure it does you. Our culture is accepting gay marriage. And they're even binding it on those who do not agree. And in some cases, people have went to jail for not agreeing with it, for being on the opposite end of that. Granted that right now we have the freedom to worship, don't we? I'm so glad of that. We have the freedom, but we don't know how far that may be away that someone may come and say, hey, you can't worship anymore. But we would continue to do it anyway. People love sin in the world. They love sin and they cannot stand when you preach against it from God's Word. It will rattle their cage, as we say. Friends, we live in a world that thinks it's okay to kill infant babies. That's something we have to stand against, isn't it? That is something that is real. That's something that's happening right now. We live in a world that glorifies in sin and they absolutely hate it. They hate it when you talk against it. There are people that believe in certain man-made doctrines, and they despise the fact that everything that you believe from God's Word, His inspired Word, goes against everything they've ever heard. We have to stand up. People cringe at the fact that you say that there's only one church and that Jesus said that there's only one true church and there's only one way to go to heaven. There will be even brothers and sisters in Christ sometimes that will not like it when you preach on certain subjects from God's Word, like women's roles in the church. They also hate it when you preach on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Why is that? Why is that? Jesus said it. It's the truth. We must follow it. The point I'm trying to make is this. It will seem like sometimes the world is just totally against you. We can take comfort. You may get down, you may get discouraged, but I'm trying to encourage everyone in this room to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preach the word. As Paul says, 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 4, if you would turn there. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We have to continue to preach the word, don't we? Preach the word. What do we do when people don't like it? We preach the word. What do we do when people like it? We preach the word. It's that simple. We have our what we're supposed to be doing. Friends, preaching the truth has not always been the most popular thing in the world today. It has not. But when opposition comes, will we continue or will we shy away? Will we quit? One of our instructors once said, and I'll never forget it, he asked us as preachers, he said, "Where's your backbone, preacher?" And that's a good question to ask ourselves. Where's our backbone, Christians? Where do we stand today? Where is our backbone? This world is rough. Friends, with Jesus, we have nothing to fear. Stand for His message. We have to stand for the truth. This leads me to my second point. Bible examples of those who stood for the truth and how important that was. You know, Paul has to be in this lesson. It would be wrong if we didn't look at him. He was such a strong and courageous man. Stood for the truth, no matter what. You know, sometimes we think we have it rough sometimes, and sometimes we do. But it seems like every time you turn a page in the New Testament, Paul was being cast into prison. And that's so sad. He was being persecuted. Paul wrote many letters in prison, Philemon 1:9, Ephesians 3:1. But Paul, no matter what though, through all of this, stood for the truth. It was dear to him. Paul did not compromise the truth. When he was writing the letters to the churches of Galatia, Galatians 4:16, this is such a short statement, but it's so strong. "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Friends, we could say that today, couldn't we? When you try to teach the truth from God's Word, someone just takes it as a slap in the face. But it's the truth. We should not be their enemy because of it. Paul should not have even had to ask the Galatians this question, but you know what? He stood for the truth no matter what. Paul could have compromised, he could have twisted the message, he could have said, "Okay, wait a minute. I'll tell you what you want to hear." But he didn't. His life could have been a whole lot easier. He preached the word. Another example is the ultimate example. and that is of Jesus. Jesus stood for the truth. Our mighty Savior, our wonderful Lord, King of Kings, stood for the truth for you and me. John 6:58, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, and he was telling them that he was the Messiah. Verses 60 through 67, we will turn there if you don't mind. John 6:60-67. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is an hard saying, who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, and he said unto them, "Does this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away? Will ye also go away?" See, verse 61, he asked, does this offend you? He didn't change his message. Verse 67, "Will you also go away? If that's what it takes, that's just what you'll have to do. I can't change my message." In no shape or fashion was Jesus going to change his message. He knew what was important, and he knew that preaching the truth, what was true and pleasing to the Father, that was most important. You know, Jesus stood so much for the truth that he was murdered and killed for it. When they were judging Jesus, about to give him the death sentence, he could have given up. He could have said, "You know what, I will tell you what you want to hear." But he didn't. He didn't. He could have given in. He did not do that, though, for me and for you. If he would have compromised or said, "I'm not the Son of God," where would we be today? But he was. He is the Son of God. All that I have personally ever deserved as a human being is eternal punishment. Everyone on the whole earth has deserved that. But since Jesus did not quit, since he didn't stumble and fall down and give up, we have a chance to go to heaven, friends. Isn't that wonderful? We have a chance to go to heaven, the most greatest place that our minds can even fathom. We can go to heaven. But since Jesus died, and we have obeyed his commands, if we are a Christian, 1 Corinthians 6:11, we are now justified. Friends, that's comforting, isn't it? That's something to get excited about. That's not, you see people get excited for a football game, but this is exciting. Salvation, hope, life. That's what it's about. I'm so thankful that Jesus didn't give up. He didn't give in. He didn't compromise the message. He stood for what was right, all the way till death. Third, this afternoon, will we continue to stand? Today, will we continue to stand in a time where it's hard to stand? Will we continue that? We as proclaimers of God's word, will we continue to stand and preach the truth? You know, I really appreciate this congregation. It's a beacon of light in this community. It's a wonderful place. I'm thankful for the elders that have stood for the truth and anything that may have come through here, a false doctrine or what, whatever the sort was, but we can see that we're worshiping in spirit and truth today. I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful. Members, I'm thankful for your stand. You're sitting here today because you stand for the truth. Continue that. Don't give up. Don't lose the crown of life. Don't quit. We have the greatest opportunity in the world, and that is to proclaim God's Word. That's an honor. That's a privilege. When we proclaim God's Word, though, who cares, really, if people mock our name and say, you are absolutely crazy for thinking that that's what God's Word says. Isaiah 53:3 states that Jesus was despised and rejected of men. If he was despised, we're preaching the same message. We're no better than he is. We will be despised at times too. But it is an honor and a privilege to suffer for Jesus, isn't it? He suffered for us. It's an honor to suffer for him. If we don't stand and preach the gospel as Christians and stand for the truth, who will? Who will stand? No one will. If Christians don't, no one will. I'm trying to encourage us tonight to never give up. Don't quit. Don't lose the crown of life. Friends, we've talked about in this lesson how we don't need to quit when things get tough. Second, we've looked at examples of Paul and our Lord and Savior and how important that was. How important it was that he didn't quit. He could have. This world would not be here today if he would have. He could have called more than 10,000 angels. But he didn't. For you and me. Third, we've asked the question, will we continue, friends? Will we continue to stand for Jesus in our daily walk? When sins and trials and things come our way and temptations, will we stumble? Or will we get back up and stand and go to heaven and really make it in this life? If we live our lives as faithful Christians and go to heaven, we've done it. We've made it. There's nothing greater than that we could accomplish by going to heaven. All I want to hear on the day of judgment is, well done, my good and faithful servant. Won't that be pleasing to your ears? Well done. Won't it be wonderful to hear that and to walk into the wonderful place called heaven? The point I'm trying to stress is that we don't need to quit ever preaching. We don't need to ever stop preaching the gospel, the soul-saving message, the greatest message in the world. There's nothing more greater than we could ever do. It's a privilege and an honor to be a servant of the Lord of Lords, the mighty God. It's an honor. We have to live our lives in such a way that we say that. Jesus has never given up on us. We've seen that through his word. He went all the way. Something that I don't believe anyone would do. But he loved us that much. He went all the way. All the way. Friends, we have to hear the word of God, Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God, John 3:16. Repent, Acts 17:30. Confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 10:32. And finally, be baptized. And this is where a lot of people say this is not necessary. But Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It's there. What will you do tonight if you have not done that? If you need to do that, please do. Friends, if you are a Christian, don't lose that amazing gift that we have been given. Salvation. Revelation 2:10, if we couldn't fall away, the verse would not be in there. Where do we stand tonight? Where do you stand right now? Friends, will we continue to stand? Will we continue? I promise that no one will ever get to the day of judgment and ever say, I wished I wouldn't have became a Christian. It's something I regret doing. I can promise you that will never be said. Jesus went so far for us. Will we go the distance for him? Will we show him that we're thankful? Will we live our lives in such a way that we are thankful to him? And if we're honored to look upon his face when we get to heaven, friends, we need to tell him thank you. Thank you for going the distance. Thank you for doing what you did. Friends, if we're not a faithful Christian, let's make it right so we can go to heaven. He went all the way. Will we stand tonight? Will you stand for Jesus? If you need to respond to this invitation, please do as we stand and sing this song.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.